Good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to be here. This is my first time joining the Beltwhite conference. I greatly enjoy all the conversation generated during this conference. First of all, let me introduce myself to you. I'm Yang Xuan Liu. I'm an assistant professor from University of Georgia, working at Agriculture and Applied Economics Department at University of Georgia, and also as a cotton extension economist. I started my current position a year ago over Georgia, and today's research is economic analysis of irrigation scheduling method on cotton production in Georgia and North Carolina. This is the research of what I have been done for the past year. It's still ongoing research, so most of the results I'll show you today is still preliminary. Let me introduce my co-authors. The first co-author is Anuku Bhattirai, who is my graduate student at University of Georgia, and Dr. John Snyder, who is a cotton physiologist at University of Georgia, and Dr. Guy Collins, who is a cotton extension specialist from North Carolina State University. So cotton is considered as a relatively drought-tolerant crop. 18 inches of water are required from planting to harvest to get adequate water for cotton. There are various studies documented that well-timed irrigation can increase yield. And the most critical period for water comes from the booming season until bulb maturity period. And during this peak boom season, the plant can require up to 0.3 inches of water per day. So this is a very critical time for cotton to get water. However, over-irrigation can cause yield losses and excessive vegetative growth. And irrigation should be supplemental to rainfall. For the irrigation that completely rely on irrigation and didn't consider about the rainfall, there's a potential to reduce yield for cotton production. Also, different type of cotton variety and cultivar play a big role in terms of its response to irrigation as well as its response to drought. So today's presentation, I will compare between UJA checkbook method as well as dry land production in order to guide farmers in determining how to irrigate their crop. UJA developed checkbook method for cotton production. The checkbook method I'll present to you today is related to it's the old version of the checkbook method. UJA Agriculture Engineering, as also water specialists, have been updating this checkbook method later on. So what I'm presenting today is the old version of the checkbook. In the old version of the checkbook, before boom, it's recommended to irrigate 0.75 to 1 inch of water per week. And after during booming and also after booming, it is recommended according to the table showed over here in terms of how much water should be irrigated to cotton crop. So growers need to implement a robustic strategy and cultivar selection in order to achieve a higher yield and economic return. However, there's a limited study in terms of comparing between checkbook and dry land and comparing between different cultivar response to irrigation. So this is where this research can fill the research gap in this area. So in our research, we're trying to answer two research questions. The first one is, can UJA checkbook method improve cotton yield from dry land production? And the second research question is, what is the yield and economic return of multiple cultivars response to irrigation treatment? So let's take a look at the materials and method. For this study, it's a field trials conducted at two locations for 2 years. The first location is at the Stripling Irrigation Research Park in Camilla, Georgia. It's conducted for 2016 and 2017 for both dry land production as well as checkbook production. And for the Sand Hill Research Station in Jacksonville, in Jackson Springs, at North Carolina is conducted in the year 2016, and only dry land production was conducted for the field trial. And there were 6 replicates per cultivar and irrigation treatment in the 2016 field trial, and 5 replicates per cultivar and irrigation treatment in 2017 field trial. The plot size is 45 feet long and 4 rows wide. This table shows you about the different irrigation treatment, the total amount of rainfall during the growing season, as well as the irrigation applied for different type of treatment. So for 2016, in the Georgia side, there were dry land and checkbook method, as well as 2017 for the Georgia side, there are dry land checkbook method. And for North Carolina, it's only dry land production in the field trial. For the rainfall in Georgia for both 2016 and 2017 is considered as a wet year for the production because the rainfall is very high during this period of time. And for North Carolina, even though it appears to have a lot of rainfall during the production season with 27.6 inches during the entire growing season, however, 8 inches of rain fell between September 19 and September 27, which is after the booming and during the time right before harvest. So that rainfall didn't contribute very much to the water needs of the cotton. So in the North Carolina side, it's considered as a relatively drier year in 2016. And for the Georgia side, for the dry land production, even though it's dry land production, there's still minimum amount of water irrigated to the plot. This is during right after planting to irrigate 1 inch or 2 inches of water to help the seed establish. And compared to North Carolina side, there's no irrigation for the field trial experimental plots. It's completely dry land production. In terms of economic analysis, net return above irrigation variable cost per acre and net return above irrigation total cost per acre was calculated. So the way to calculate this net return is the revenue from land plus revenue from cotton seed minus the irrigation cost minus the harvest and ginning cost. So in terms of the irrigation cost, it comes from 2016-2017 University of Georgia enterprise budget, and the variable costs including electricity, diesel, fuel, labor, and maintenance, and the fixed costs including the depreciation and overhead cost. And this table shows you in terms of what's the value for irrigation variable costs and irrigation fixed costs. So for 2017, the irrigation variable cost is $8.25 per inch, and 2016 was $8 per inch. And for both 2017 and 2016, for the irrigation fixed cost, $125 per year. One thing I recognize and I'm struggling with is how to incorporate this irrigation fixed cost into the analysis. The irrigation variable cost and the gross revenue are calculated on per acre basis. However, this irrigation fixed cost is calculated for the entire farm on annual basis. So I don't know how to incorporate at this point. What I did is I deducted the entire irrigation fixed cost from the gross revenue when calculate the net return, which is one of the flaws of this research. If anybody in the audience has a better way to address it, I would love to hear your insight and comments on how to move this forward. In terms of the cotton price, we use the loan value. The 2016 and 2017 loan schedule used to calculate to convert the fiber quality into loan value to calculate cotton price. And we use the loan calculator developed by Cotton Incorporated to do the conversion. And in terms of the ginning cost, it's 8 cents per pound. It's coming from the University of Georgia cotton to the enterprise budget. And the picking and moduling cost is 3.2 $1 per hundredweight of seed cotton, and the cotton seed credit come from USDA in 2016 is $167 per ton, and in 2017 is $114 per ton. And here shows the result in terms of the loan value for different treatment and different sites. In terms of the dry land production and checkbook method, for the 2016 field trial, checkbook has relatively lower loan value than the dry land production, which means the fiber quality for checkbook for irrigation is lower than dry land, but the difference is not very high. For the 2017 field trial in Georgia, the dry land loan value is lower than the checkbook loan value, but the difference is also not very high. The major difference is for the dry land production in North Carolina. Remember, I mentioned North Carolina during that planting season, we could consider it at a very drought situation, the loan value is noticeably lower, which indicates the fiber quality produced during that time, during the dry year at North Carolina is lower. And here shows you in terms of the land value between dry land for all these different treatments. And one thing we noticed that the dry land production in Georgia compared to the checkbook production in Georgia, checkbook has lower yield, which is surprising, but it also makes sense because Georgia during this 2016 is a wet year and the irrigation didn't contribute to increased yield. On the other hand, over irrigation reduced yield for 2016. And we also did statistic analysis between dry land and checkbook, and we find this for 2016 is statistically different in terms of the yield. And for 2017, on average, checkbook is lower than dry land production, but we didn't find statistic difference between these two production. As a result, for checkbook method, because it uses irrigation, it occurs actual cost in production. So as a result, the net return above variable cost for the checkbook method is a lot lower than dry land production in Georgia for both 2016 and 2017. And for the dry land production in North Carolina, it's noticeably lower compared to Georgia. This also shows the irrigation total cost is also lower for checkbook method, which means over irrigation not only reduce yield, but also reduce economic profitability. The next thing we did is we're trying to identify what is the cause of these differences in yield and what is the cause of these differences in terms of economic profitability. So we did statistical analysis to identify the cause for it. And I know this chart, this graphs look very small and you have difficulty in identify it. This graph basically shows you one example about at one location at one year in Camilla, Georgia in 2016 for net return about total cost. We did the same analysis for all the other locations, all the other years, as well as for cotton length in terms of identifying where is the contributing factor for the difference between net return and yield. The first one is we're trying to identify whether there's a cultivar difference, whether different type of cotton cultivar responds to irrigation different, and we didn't find any significance in that area. And the second one we identify is whether there's an irrigation difference, whether checkbook and dry land could be different from each other. And from the p-value, we identify for 2016 in Camilla, in Georgia site, there is a difference between checkbook and dry land production. And the next step, we're trying to identify whether there is an interaction factor between cultivar and dry land, and we didn't identify the statistics significant. So this is the summary of the table from all the statistic analysis in the Georgia site for 2016, for 2017, and in North Carolina for 2016. So the takeaway point in this table is the statistic point. So this shows the statistically significant variables. So this shows that for 2016, irrigation between checkbook and dry land production in Georgia, it makes a difference in cotton land yield. It also makes a difference in net returns. And this also shows for 2016, it didn't make a difference in cotton land yield between dry land and checkbook, but it make a difference in terms of the net returns. And for the Jackson Springs, North Carolina field trial experiment, it shows that cultivar played a different role in, and responds differently to drought situations in terms of both land yield and also net return shown in this table. So we further investigated the different cultivar planted in Jackson Springs, North Carolina, and what we identify is the top two variety perform relatively better than the bottom two variety. It gave a higher yield in the production and responds better to the drought situation. This also applies to the net return in Jackson Springs, North Carolina, as well. The top two cotton variety responds to drought situation better than the bottom two cotton variety. So in conclusion, in 2016, there was adequate rainfall irrigation according to checkbook approach, somewhat negative impact yield and net returns in the Georgia camellia site. And in 2017, there was also adequate rainfall and irrigation has no effect on yield. However, actual irrigation costs that reduced the net returns according to the checkbook method in Georgia experimental plots. And at Jacksonville Springs in 2016, which is extreme drought, low yield environment, different type of cotton cultivar play a different role and play a significant role in cotton yield and net return. And the checkbook method utilized is overly simplistic and can reduce net return if broadly applied, especially in the environment where rainfall is sufficient or excessive. There were some changes to the checkbook approach have been made since this work was done, and there was real-time evapotranspiration-based approach which could improve the water use efficiency and profitability. Over here, I showed you the reference for this research, and I would like to acknowledge Georgia Cotton Commission for funding the research, and also Mr. Richie Seatons and Mr. Taylor Sales, also from Georgia Cotton Commission. I notice you are in the crowd, and I want to recognize both of you. So with that, I'd love to take any questions or comments and hear your feedback.